Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zev Ben Chava Haramir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Reuven Hoffman, and Barry Hoffman. The two subjects we want to discuss, one is what happened in Amona, the community where they want to expel Jews. We want to discuss what the end result has been, and how JTF influenced the situation. There was some JTF influence. And the second thing we want to discuss is just the continuation on how incredibly insane it is that we have Donald Trump doing the opposite of everything he and his supporters claimed that they stood for during the campaign. The absolute opposite of everything they said they stood for. We'll explain that. But first, let's speak about Amona. Amona is a beautiful Jewish community in Judea and Samaria, and the traitors Bibi Netanyahu, Avigdor Lieberman, who's the defense minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu is the prime minister, the so-called education minister, Naftali Bennett, and all the other ministers in this evil government decided that they're going to expel 40 Jewish families with hundreds of Jewish children, because the Jewish families in Judea and Samaria are very large families, Baruch Hashem, thank God, that they're going to expel all of these people. Now, unfortunately, they offered them all types of alternative plans and intimidated them and scared them. And now, by a 2-to-1 margin, the people in the yeshuv, the people in Amona, accepted the offer of Netanyahu and Bennett and have agreed to leave their homes voluntarily without a struggle, which was a terrible mistake, something that we were completely opposed to. It was about a 2-to-1 vote. About a third of the people in Amona voted the way we wanted them to vote. But JTF did have an impact on what happened there. First of all, this was a terrible, tragic situation where the evil, monstrous, anti-Semitic, radical left Israeli Supreme Court ruled that these 40 families were on Arab land. Why? Because the Arabs said so. They had no proof, nothing. They just said, this was our land and we want this land. Get out. And the land, in no way, not one inch of the land of Israel belongs to the Arab Nazi enemies of the Jewish people. Not one inch. Every inch of that land belongs to the Jewish people. Our deed to that land was given to us in the Tanakh, in the Bible. God gave that land to the Jewish people. None of it belongs to the Arab Muslim Nazi enemies of Israel. And all of a sudden, Arabs come along and say, well, this belongs to us. Without any proof, any hearings, anything, no evidence, nothing. And the Supreme Court said, oh, you say it belongs to you? Yes, we're ruling that it belongs to you. We want the Jews expelled from their homes, and their homes are going to be destroyed, and they have to be expelled by force. And the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, from the Likud, goes along with it. And Naftali Bennett from the Jewish Home Party, which is supposed to be a right-wing party that's supposed to represent the Jews in Judea and Samaria, he goes along with it. They all go along with it. The defense minister of Israel, Avigdor Lieberman, who was always a radical leftist, he goes along with it. Aryeh Deri from the Shas party, a so-called religious party. Religious. What a farce. They would convert to Islam for the right price. Okay, if they were bribed and given the right price, they'd convert to Islam, the ministers of Shas. Anyway, all of these parties go along with it, all political prostitutes. And the Yesha Council, which is again supposed to be representing the Jews in Judea and Samaria, they of course always stabbed them in the back, and they went along with this. So now they come to the Jews in Amona and they say, look, we're going to expel you by force. You have to give in, and you have to give in passively and accept it. And if you do, we'll give you caravans, temporary caravans, to replace your homes in a different spot. In a different part of Amona. We'll give you caravans for 24 out of the 40 families. I mean, this is, and we'll let you stay there temporarily. Oh, what a nice favor. Something they would never do to any Arab village, to any Arab town, to any Arab neighborhood, even though whole Arab villages and towns and neighborhoods have been built illegally on Jewish land that the Arabs have no right to, that they just took over illegally. Tens of thousands of Arab homes have been built illegally throughout Israel, and nobody does anything to them. But when Jews build legally, this is what happens to them. This is a government that is not only not right-wing, it is a government that is anti-Semitic. If this was done to Jews in England or France or the United States or Russia or any other country, everybody would be screaming anti-Semitism. You mean they have to be thrown out of their homes and their homes have to be destroyed because they're Jews? And because someone comes along without any proof, any evidence, nothing, and just comes along and says, oh, this belongs to me. Where would this be accepted? Where would this be tolerated in any other country? And that is literally what happened. There's no exaggeration here. That is literally what happened. So we urged massive resistance. We said there should be massive resistance. If tens of thousands of Jews would show up every time this has to happen and would say, hey, we're not going to allow this. You have to remove us. We're going to block this with our bodies. And they'd have to drag tens of thousands of Jews out of there every time they tried to do this. If that was the scene on Israeli television every time they tried to do this, I guarantee you they would be unable to do it anymore. This would be the end. This would be the end, and the land of Israel would be saved, and the Jewish people would be saved from terrible, terrible catastrophe. But people don't listen to us. I will say this, though. JTFers, pay attention to this. We had an advertising campaign, which we're still conducting. By the way, if you give money to JTF, some of your money is going to our advertising campaign, where we advertise and publicize our Hebrew message and our Hebrew videos. We had an advertising campaign, and thousands of Israeli Jews in Judea and Samaria saw our videos urging them to resist and urging them not to give in. And we did have an impact on the thinking of some people. It wasn't enough because we don't have enough money and we don't have the resources to do enough to completely turn the situation around, but we did have an impact. And people did go there. People did go there. There were hundreds and hundreds of young people got in, and many more were planning to go to resist. So we had an impact. We were building momentum, and we had an impact, I believe, on some of the one-third of the residents of Al-Monah who decided to vote against this deal and decided they would resist, because one-third of them were going to refuse the deal. So we did have an impact. Was it enough in the end to stop this? No, it wasn't enough to stop it. But if we, with our meager budget, have an impact and are influencing people, we influence people on the ground in Judea and Samaria. There's no question we're influencing people. There's no question we influence the thinking, especially of younger people there. And that eventually will turn the situation around, God willing, if we could only get the resources we need to really reach enough people. If we do this with our meager budget, can you imagine if we had a bigger budget what we could do? There's no question we would change Jewish history. If we had a multi-million dollar budget, which today is nothing for Jewish organizations. But if we had a multi-million dollar budget, within 1 year we'd have a mass movement, we would change history, and within 5 or 10 years we would be in power. Because we're fulfilling first of all an important role, and we're filling a vacuum in Israeli political life with our message. And many Israelis, when they're exposed to our message, agree with our message, when they hear enough of it. So that's another story of how JTF, we had an impact. We were influencing things, but against the steamroller of the whole country and the whole army and the whole state and everybody else, JTF's campaign and the campaign of a few others that were also saying what we were saying, it was not enough in the end. Even though we came close to stopping it, we came close. And it just shows that, again, this is so important that we be there to stand up and fight this and continue our education campaign every step of the way. People like us that are standing for the truth, we're the only hope there is to stop this insanity. We're the only hope there is. Otherwise, there'll be complete and total surrender. And if there is to complete and total surrender, and they throw all the Jews out of 97% of Judea and Samaria, there are only 100,000 Jews over the fence that they're building a fence or a wall there, and there are only 100,000 Jews that live on the other side of the wall. If they throw them out, they hand over this 97% to the Arab terrorists to create a so-called Palestine state, even though there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians, it's national suicide. Then we're facing the prospect of a Holocaust, God forbid. So we have to be there to build resistance. We have to be there. We play an essential role. An essential role. And every, you know, you have no idea how much your support for us makes a difference. You have no idea how far it goes. Thousands of people are reached with our meager budget. Thousands of people who can influence things on the ground. We want to expand that. And so every time you help us, you give us the ability to reach more people and to make a bigger difference. Let's go on to our second subject now, which is Donald Trump. And we've spoken about this so many times over the past 2 years. But you know, I just have to mention that Rex Tillerson is his Secretary of State. Rex Tillerson, the ExxonMobil CEO. Trump said that he's going to be the anti-establishment candidate. And his supporters said they're supporting him because they want to go against the establishment. You can't get more establishment than Rex Tillerson. You can't get more New World Order than Rex Tillerson. You can't get more globalist than Rex Tillerson. You can't have someone who is more against American sovereignty and American national boundaries than Rex Tillerson. You can't get more left-wing than Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson was in charge of the Boy Scouts and introduced gay scoutmasters to the Boy Scouts. It's Rex Tillerson that brought that into the Boy Scouts. Under his leadership, that happened. Rex Tillerson supported the climate change campaign. Why would the head of ExxonMobil support a climate change campaign? And what would be his motivation to support climate? I thought you'd think the oil companies would be against that, right? Because they want to drill. No, not true. The oil companies like ExxonMobil don't want competition. They want to keep America slavishly dependent on foreign oil. Because they make more money dealing with Saudi Arabia and Iran and Russia than having competition in American oil fields. They want to keep the Russians and the Saudis and the Iranians and other enemies of the United States, they want to keep them flush with cash and want to make as many deals with them as possible, even though that endangers America's national security. Rex Tillerson, by the way, in an interview said, I'm not here to represent the interests of the United States, I'm here to represent the interests of Exxon. He admitted that he'll go against the interests of his own country just to satisfy the bottom line, just to make more money for Exxon. These multinational corporations are traitors to the United States. They're the ones who are destroying this country. They're the ones who are behind these pseudo-environmental groups. They're the ones who are behind all the destructive, immoral things that are happening in this country. Rex Tillerson supported legalizing the illegals. Rex Tillerson supported complete amnesty. He's going to be Trump's number one appointee as Secretary of State, the most important position in state. And General James Mattis is going to be the Secretary of Defense. Who's General James Mattis? He was the number one supporter of the Iraq War that Donald Trump says was the biggest disaster in modern American history. And Trump is right. The Iraq War was a disaster. And who was the biggest promoter of the Iraq War and supporter of the Iraq War, the biggest hawk on the Iraq War? James Mattis, his new Secretary of Defense. Does that make any sense? I ask you, does that make any sense, all of you Trumpsters out there? I mean, nothing you stand for makes any sense because your candidate makes no sense. Because he has no principles. He stands for nothing and believes in nothing and is nothing. The only thing he stands for is his ego. And you put Goldman Sachs in charge of our economy and in charge of the Treasury Department. Secretary of State, Secretary of the Treasury, from Goldman Sachs. The company that he said that if you're involved with Goldman Sachs, like Hillary Clinton was involved, or Ted Cruz's wife worked for Goldman Sachs. He said if you're involved with them, that's it. You shouldn't be allowed to be elected to the presidency. Now, So what does he do? The first thing he does, he puts them in charge of the Treasury Department and of the United States economy. And you don't see the contradictions here? You don't see how phony all of this is? You really believe that you're going to get a change and the type of change you were looking for from this phony, from this clown, from this fraud? We told you so. We'll see. We'll see how it turns out. But his appointments, they are insane. They completely contradict everything he stood for and everything that he said he was going to be fighting against and everything his supporters claimed they were against. Everything you claim to be against, he's doing the exact opposite right now in every area. Even as far as the illegal aliens are concerned. Did you know that Barack Hussein Obama and Bill Clinton expelled millions of illegal aliens during the time they were president? Millions of illegal aliens were deported and sent back under Obama's administration, under Clinton's administration. You'll probably have the same process going on under Trump's administration, but I'll bet you it won't be more than that. I bet you he won't increase the number. I bet you it'll be the same routine that you had when Obama was president, when Clinton is president. You're not gaining anything out of Trump in the White House. And it may even be worse, even on that issue. It's important that somebody stand for the truth. The truth is not always popular. In fact, it usually isn't. But somebody has to stand up and tell the truth. Help us, especially now with Israel and the important decisions that are being made in Israel. Every contribution that you make, every show of support for us, does make a difference. It helps us reach more people. Help us to reach those people so that maybe next time we can prevent an expulsion like the expulsion in Amona. We did have an influence this time. It wasn't enough to stop it, but we did influence things. And I know we could have a much greater influence if only we work together as a team and if only we get the support that we need. For JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Until next week, Shalom.